Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
And a good Friday morning to you all, folks. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Studios streaming TV network at YouTube at South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show. And, of course, we're really cranking it up now for the big weekend, Belmont weekend, The Belmont Stakes Festival at Saratoga started yesterday. Pretty much a success as far as the numbers are concerned, that's for sure. And we're just heading right into the big weekend. Of course, tomorrow, the Belmont Stakes. Today, the feature race amongst a lot of other stakes races on the card will be the Acorn. Of course, the counterpart to the Kentucky Oaks and the Black Eyed Susans. The Acorn will have, again, a face-off between Just FYI, the juvenile filly winner of last year, an Eclipse Award winner at that, and Torpedo Anna, the winner of the Kentucky Oaks. They'll face off in the Acorn today on another blockbuster stakes race card at Saratoga for the Belmont Stakes Festival weekend. And we welcome you to the show here, looking at it from the Las Vegas perspective here in Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital. We want to welcome everybody listening on the radio as well, our anchor station here, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, and of course all of the other platforms that we have that folks listen and see us around the world. They include our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone and Android. You can get your apps. You can get the KSHP app for the listening, and you can get the YouTube app if you want to see and hear us on your devices, your iPhones or your Androids, and of course anywhere else you get your podcasting. We're there as well. So welcome to the show, however, wherever, whenever. Weather is the big thing today. All right, here in your gaming capital, we are still under an excessive heat warning until 9 p.m. tomorrow night, which means if you're listening here on the radio or watching here in Las Vegas, stay hydrated. Make sure you got a lot of water there and don't stay out in the sun too long. And as far as the pets and the kids, hey, inside for them as well. Now, as far as the weather around the country, the big thing is the weather in Saratoga Springs, isn't it? Because right now here in Las Vegas, we're at 90. We're going to get up to 110 today. We're 111 yesterday, but we're going to get up to 110 today here in Vegas. But as always, fast, firm, perfect, and cool here in the race books. So the key thing is, what is the weather like where they're actually conducting these races at Saratoga today? Well, you remember going into last week, the weatherman, the National Weather Service, said it was supposed to be raining today and tomorrow and yesterday. But guess what? Mother Nature is a racing fan. All right. We had a little bit of a rain that drizzled through yesterday, about halfway through the card yesterday. But I can tell you this. Today, it was supposed to be raining on Acord Day. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. The weather service says that it's going to be clear and beautiful today. Clear and beautiful today at Saratoga Springs. That's right. Watching the TV this morning, as I often do, I go through the cable channels and all that, looking for news, etc. Fox News Service, the Fox News station, which by the way, the Fox Broadcasting Unit will be the ones that it will televise the Belmont Stakes tomorrow. But they had cut-ins at Saratoga all this morning. They had a cut-in with Dwayne Lucas. It was a fun interview there. Dwayne Lucas mentioned the fact that, yeah, it's great to be here at Saratoga, the Belmont Stakes and all that, but they doubled the prices on everything here at Saratoga Springs. I'm sure they didn't want to hear that, but it was a great interview. Frank Marimatti, the guy that will be calling the race for both Fox and at Saratoga, was also on giving a rundown of the Belmont Stakes, but it was beautiful. The sun was shining. It was beautiful. It was a great day out there at Saratoga today. We're keeping our fingers crossed that it stays that way and hopefully into tomorrow as well. So that's the key thing right now, the big, big factor for horse racing and handicapping as far as Saratoga is concerned is the weather, and it looks like it's going to be fine. All right, well, let's take a look at, by the way, the weather is fine there and the weather is heat here, but I can tell you at Delaware Park yesterday they canceled the races because of the track conditions. They had canceled the races yesterday at Delaware Park for track conditions. We'll wait and see about that if they run today when we do our menu. As far as what happened yesterday on the Thursday, well, I can tell you this. Now, this is kind of a little slanted in comparisons because usually on Belmont Stakes week, when it's run at Belmont Park, they don't have a big to-do about the Thursday racing as much as they do the Friday Acorn Day like today. And, of course, Belmont Stakes Day on Saturday. But yesterday, just to compare, the Belmont Stakes Thursday at Saratoga compared to any other Belmont Stakes Thursday at Belmont Park, the handle was 80% higher, from a high of $10 million down at Belmont to over $18 million yesterday at Saratoga. And as far as the attendance concerned, they blew that off the map, too. They had over, 24,000 I don't know what Jonathan Ardoom's giving me a lot of fingers, but it's all the good ones, not the bad ones, but he's got the attendance. He'll get with us in just a minute, but they really knocked it off as far as the attendance as well. Now, what happened yesterday? Well, the Tremont Stakes was the second race on the card. And, of course, Wesley Ward had the big favorite Touchy. But in the end, Studley Do Right went right to the lead from the rail under Xavier Perez and went wire to wire. When Touchy got to Studley Do Right in mid-stretch, they battled, and Studley Do Right would not give it up, wins the race, pays $29.80 for trainer John Robb. Touchy was second. Three Echoes finished third in the Tremont for two-year-olds. Then later on, the Jersey Girl for three-year-olds at six furlongs for fillies was won by Almost Gone Rocket, the big favorite there, trained by Brad Cox, ridden by Flavian Pratt, paid $3 even as the prohibitive favorite in that race. Manama Gold was second, Gray Lightning was third. Then we got to the other two stakes races on the card, the last two races on the card. The Astoria for two-year-old fillies at 5.5 furlongs was won by What in the Literal under Joel Rosario, I'm sorry, under Javier Castellano. Javier Castellano was the winning rider there, What in the Literal, trained by Jenna Antonucci. You remember this team, don't you, with Arcangelo? Well, they came back with What in the Literal in the Astoria, upsetting that field, paying $29 even, outrunning Aroki and French Horn, who finished third. It was another duel through the stretch between the two top horses in this one, just like the Tremont. But What in the Literal prevails there as well. So two big $29 and change upsets in the Tremont and the Astoria, the two-year-old races for two-year-olds yesterday. And then in the final race, the Belmont Gold Cup at 2 miles on the inner turf, The winner there was the Gray Wizard. You had to see this race. It was a two-mile race. But the Gray Wizard needed every inch of the 2 miles of this race to get up and win. He got up in the final jump. A huge, blistering, cold closing charge by this horse gets him up. The Gray Wizard for trainer Graham Motion. And John Velasquez, his second win of the day, gets up in the photo finish, wins it, and pays $14.40, outrunning Champagne Juan and Limited Liability. What we got out of Saratoga yesterday was they were expecting the rain, etc., but the rain didn't get there as much as they thought, obviously. And from all the returns from all of the people that I got opinions off of the races on the turf yesterday, they thought the turf course was real hard yesterday, real hard. You could tell by the times there. So we'll wait and see what happens today. Pick six yesterday at Saratoga paid $39,967.50. And remember, they had that carryover exceeding $44,000 yesterday. And for all intents and purposes, it was a great day of racing all over the place. The biggest priced winner came in the eighth race, Tita's Trotter. Manny Franco aboard paid $54.50, making the pick fives, pick fours, and the other gimmick bets worthwhile having, that's for sure. So that happened yesterday at Saratoga. As I say, it was fast and firm, but about the sixth race, you saw some drizzle come in yesterday at Saratoga. But that was it for Saratoga yesterday. I want to thank Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry Jackowitz, we interpreted a winner for him yesterday in the seventh race. Ways and Means, remember we told you this horse was going to be a prohibitive favorite in the race. And what we were trying to do was get Ways and Means to win and get a nice long shot for second to turn chicken feathers into chicken soup. And that's exactly what happened. Ways and Means reported home easily in that seventh race allowance to pay $2.40 to win. Yuck on that. But when you have a 28-1 shot that finishes second in the race, well, the exacta came back $20.90 for a dollar, and that's what we suggested yesterday in that race. As far as the other races around the country, really nothing to report big, that's for sure. But we have a great, great racing day again today on this Friday at Saratoga, no doubt about that. In other news, most of the Belmont Stakes horses did their final workouts over the last couple of days, and all we can tell you there is that the workouts were just fine. No workouts either way as far as talking about any of the, bad works or good works. They all worked out fine, and everything is sitting ready to go. The May handle around the country, ticked up a little bit. That's good news. And Churchill Downs laid down the anvil to the Louisiana Racing Commission. I guess that is why they had the emergency meeting and turned the clenbuterol drug rule around and went back to the original rules. Churchill Downs threatened the Louisiana Racing Commission that they would cancel the Louisiana Derby and all of the Derby prep races at the fairgrounds that they own in Louisiana if they didn't get back to the original rules for the clenbuterol. So that was done. The 800-pound gorilla got his way again, that's for sure. Probably good news, though. Good news for that. Finally, in yesterday's, I believe it was the fifth race yesterday, Ired Ortiz Jr., his horse acted up in the gate, was scratched. That was Ariana Rye. Ariana Rye acted up a lot in the starting gate and was scratched. Ortiz did get hurt in that race. He was taken off the rest of the mounts. He was taken to the hospital, and the initial reports is that there was no broken bones or anything, just soreness. And so he has been cleared to ride today if he wants to. His agent said that Ired will make a decision this morning after he sees how he feels this morning upon riding today, because Ired has a few key mounts today, that's for sure. All right, that's the latest, and we're going to have, of course, Jonathan Hardoon with us, along with Jerry Jackowitz's picks. Remember, Jerry's on sabbatical. And, of course, Rich Eng and John Lindo as well. Without any further ado, on this Friday show, a lot to cover. And we're going to our first break. And when we come back, we'll start all the goody stuff. So don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Race Day Las Vegas. Real quick, looking around the country, man, the weather looks great around the country. It is getting hot in a lot of places, though. For example, Phoenix, Arizona, along with Las Vegas, will get up to 110 today. You got Brownsville, Texas at 98, San Antonio at 101, as well as Lubbock, Texas. But up in New York, in the city, 82 degrees, Miami 89, Chicago will be 78. So, typical weather at this time of the year, that's for sure. So it looks like we'll have some great racing around the country as far as weather conditions are concerned. Don't know what happened yesterday at Delaware Park, but they are scheduled to run today. Here's the racing menu of racetracks available today in the racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times rolling out in our racebook here right behind us at the South Point today. And if you're anywhere else in the Pacific time zone, no problem. If you're listening anywhere else around the world and you're in another time zone, adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's your menu for today. We begin with Saratoga. Belmont Racing Festival at Saratoga Day 2. First post time is 9:20 at Saratoga today. And we do have the late scratches coming in at Saratoga, so we'll take a look at that. Sunny, 65 degrees at post time. Tracks labeled fast. Turf courses are firm. The Mellon Turf Course will host races 5, 9, and 11. The Inner Turf Course will host races 3, 6, and 10. There are 12 races on today's card. As we roll out with the stakes races today, there are four stakes races. They are the last four races on the card. The ninth race will be the Intercontinental. 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf Course. Fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. You got a field of 10 in that race. 6-5 favorite there is Roses for Deborah. And looking at the field here in that ninth race, scratch number 10, Love Reigns. Number 10, Love Reigns is out of the Intercontinental. That'll leave 9. And again, the favorite there, Roses for Deborah at 6-5. Irad Ortiz Jr. is scheduled to ride that favorite there. The 10th race will be the $500,000 grade one, Just a Game Stakes at a mile on the inner turf for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. There's a field of 7 in that 10th race, and no late scratches there. But I can tell you, out of the 7 horses in the race, 5 of them are trained by Chad Brown. And one of them is the morning line favorite there, White Beam at 5-2 with Flavian Pratt aboard. Wide open Brown, Just a Game in the 10th race. The 11th race will be the New York Stakes. At a mile and 3/16 on the Mellon Turf Course for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. And in that 11th race, 13 go. Right now, no late scratches in that race. 13 are scheduled to go in that one. It's a wide-open affair, too. Morning line favorite in that race is at 9-2. Make that 3-1. I'm sorry, the 3-1 favorite there is English Rose with William Buick aboard. Another one of the Europeans in English Rose. 3-1 favorite in the New York. That's the 11th. And then the 12th race is the Acorn, the big race, the grade one, $500,000 Acorn for three-year-old fillies at a mile and 1/8, a field of 9. We're going to scratch number 1, Becky's Joker. Becky's Joker, 30-1 on the morning line, has been scratched in the Acorn. That'll leave 8 to go. And another throwdown between Just FYI and Torpedo Anna. Torpedo Anna is 8-5 on the morning line. Just FYI is 5-2. In the Acorn, the final race of the day, the 12th on the card at Saratoga. Just for your FYI, that race is scheduled to go at 3:40 p.m. Pacific time. first post time at Saratoga today for their 12 races. It said at 9:20 for the first post at Saratoga today on a beautiful day for racing. Thank you very much. All right, Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has 9 races. Their first post time is 9:25 at Laurel on their racing card there. And again, 9:25, 9 races. Delaware Park is scheduled to go today. First post time for 8 races is at 9:30 as well. You got Baltero Park, 10 races. There's going to be 5 $100,000 stakes races today at Baltero Park. It is the Best of Ohio Stakes Series today. The Queen City Oaks will be the 4th. The Sydney Gendelman will be the 5th. The Baptist Palacio Memorial will be the 6th. The Diana will be the 7th. The Green Carpet will be the 8th. 10 races overall at Baltero Park today. And a first post time of 9:35 on the Best of Ohio Stakes today at Belterra. Churchill Downs is next. Churchill Downs has 9 races today. Back to their daytime post time. Churchill Downs, super high 5 carry over there, $4,229. And at Churchill, the pick 6 jackpot carryover is $149,572. 9 races, first post time, 9:45 at Churchill Downs. Gulfstream Park has their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover climbing now. It stands at $372,924 today. 9 races at Gulfstream, first post time, 9:55. Woodbine, north of the border, their super high 5 jackpot carryover, $194,841. They also have a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $58,236, 8 races, first post time, 10:10. Then we go to Santa Anita. They're back in business today at Santa Anita, 1 o'clock first post at Santa Anita for their 9 race card. Golden Gate. The final days of Golden Gate are upon us. Today's Friday card has 6 races, only 6 races in short fields today at Golden Gate. It's almost like Ghost Town there, Golden Gate. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $23,041. And the Super High 5 carryover, $7,366. 6 races, first post time, 2:50. As you know, they'll close forever on Sunday. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown, their first post time is at 4 p.m. Pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $30,155. Their 8 race card starts at 4 p.m. as well as Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows also kicks in at 4 o'clock. They have 8 races. They have three $50,000 stakes races. The Ed Skinner is the 3rd. The Jack Bishop is the 6th. And the Prairie Rose is the 7th. Prairie Meadows has a super high 5 jackpot carryover, $22,658. $22,658. They got a pick 5 jackpot carryover there of $67,890. First post time at Prairie Meadows, 4 p.m. Emerald Downs will start late. 7 races at Emerald Downs with a 7 p.m. post time. They have a regular pick 5 carryover at Emerald Downs of $15,308. And again, their first post time is 7 p.m. That's late, but it's way up in the north, and they're long, long days at this time of the year. That's for sure. Hey, time to go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Now, I want to tell everybody, hold up the fingers that you were holding up when you were trying to tell me about the tenants. I just want to make sure.
22,000.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure they know that those were the fingers that you were giving me. So you were saying it was 22,000, right? I said
correct.
I said 28, then I said 24. Now it was 22,000. But still, that's a whole lot better than what did you say the usual attendance is on the Belmont Thursday at Belmont?
Well, last year on the Thursday before at Belmont Park, they had 2,800.
So 2,800.
Yes, sir.
So you went from 2,800 on the Belmont Thursday last year at Belmont Park to the 22,000 for the Belmont Thursday at Saratoga. But let's put it in proper perspective. The Thursday at Belmont last year they didn't make the big hoopla that they did for the racing festival and all that, and the stakes races they had yesterday at Saratoga last year on the Thursday, though, right?
Yeah, not only that, Ralph, at Saratoga, they get 10,000 people every day to come to breakfast at Saratoga and watch the workout. So, you know, while 22,000 sounds like a lot, if they weren't so price crazy here, and even Lucas confirmed it on his interview this morning on Fox, you know, they probably would have had a lot more. They scared people away with their prices. But you could see this morning, it's even busier than it was. People are certainly coming up for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'm sure today it'll be a lot more.
Well, and they've got a whole lot going on there, too, as far as they have a big concert on Broadway a couple of nights ago that
Wednesday night, they shut down town. They shut down Broadway, the main strip in town, and had a concert which was open to the public for free. So they're trying to do some things that are good and other things not so good. But listen, this is it. This is the place to be. And finally, the weather. Beautiful day today, Ralph. Not a cloud in the sky. It's clear blue. And, you know, they said no rain today. And now they said tomorrow, no rain either.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tomorrow they're expecting no rain. So the weatherman was wrong. He picked the loser.
Yeah, unfortunately, we sympathize with him these days.
Yeah, right. Well, we're going to get it turned around. That's okay. We're going to get it turned around. But in any case, it's nice that Mother Nature said to the weatherman, I am a racing fan. I could tell you that Frank Marimatti, on his interview this morning, was talking about a lot of the horses in the Belmont Stakes, saying that and Dwayne Lucas thought that this was a better and more competitive and deep field than the Kentucky Derby was, and I have to agree with him there. But I can tell you that you know the Pletcher's his new entrant into the race is getting a lot of plays, getting a lot of interest. That's for sure. I guess he's the wise guy.
For a horse that only has two career starts, and he's breaking from the extreme outside, and he's going this mile and a quarter for the first time in career start number three, people are certainly jumping on that bandwagon. I mean, he was working with Fierceness, and he was working heads up with Fierceness, so people know how good he is. The question is, do you want to bet a short price in a horse that's doing, you know, in career start number three, being thrown to the deep end of the pool? I'm not sure that's such a smart move, but maybe the horse is that good. And remember, 2 weeks ago, they had Fierceness was going to show up. There was a chance Muth was going to show up. So this really had an opportunity to be a special race, but it still does. It's still going to be a terrific race. And you can make a case, you know, you have a couple of Sierra Leones and horses that look a little better than the rest. And then you can make a case for some other horses, but we will be discussing that in detail tomorrow.
Yes. And the horse we are talking about is Mind Frame. I had a little bit of a thought about some other
brain freeze. That's okay.
Yeah. Mind Frame is the horse. It is trained by Todd Pletcher, and I think in his two races he won by a total of something like 22 lengths, something like that. I mean, he's just running away from the field. And this horse, they say, has a lot of promise. And they also said that not only was he step for step with working with the Fierceness in the mornings, leading them to think that maybe he could handle this, you know, raise in class this early in his career, but also that the mile and a quarter instead of the mile and a half original distance of the Belmont really kind of worked into their final decision to send him and keep Fierceness out.
I'm sure it came into a lot of people's mind. There's a big difference going a mile and a quarter as opposed to go a mile and a half. I mean, listen, how many times will they ever run a mile and a half in their career? Probably once or twice, maybe. And, you know, tomorrow being one of those days, a mile and a quarter is going to be a lot more enticing to a lot of other horses. And that's why they showed up.
Now, from yesterday at Saratoga, I understand that some horses were casualties on that turf course yesterday. We'll wait and talk to John Lindo a little bit later on that. But the feedback that I got from the turf course yesterday at Saratoga was extremely hard, and you can tell that by those times were quick on the turf.
Yeah, and it's amazing because we've had so much rain here the last, you know, month, 6 weeks, and for it to be as firm and as hard as it was, that was certainly a little surprising. And the Charles Appleby horse in the Belmont Stakes, the Belmont Derby, whatever it is, the two-mile race, he did that Siskiyou, the 6-5 or 4-5 morning line. You know, he didn't run well. He was sitting a perfect trip, but maybe he didn't care for the hard course.
I'm thinking that's exactly what happened, because when they came by the stands the first time, and because it's a 2-mile race, they actually came by the grandstand twice to the finish. And he was sitting like in fourth place right behind a couple of horses that were, I thought were moving a lot quicker than they should have for 2 miles. And that took its effect when they got to the last turn. But nevertheless, I thought he was almost like in a catbird seat. I think he closed at even money or 4-5. And you just thought he'd kick in from there. But then he kind of just disappeared. You never saw him. But yeah. What a closing kick the Gray Wizard had. Wow.
The Grand Motion horse with Johnny V on him, he came from nowhere.
Usually,
those 2 mile marathon races, you don't come from out of the clouds. You know, usually you're pretty close up. And again, the Charles Appleby horse was tripping out. If you bet him, you were counting your money and just heading to the window, and he just came up flat when they turned for home.
Well, outside of that race, any other race yesterday that you said, wow, this was a really hell of an effort?
No, they were, you know, good racing all day long. Yeah. They had one race or a couple of races with big prices. David Donk won. We actually ran first and third. He had a $52 winner, and the horse that ran third in the race was 60-1, also trained by him. So he was really close to hitting a grand slam.
Yeah, that was a turf race. That was the, I believe, the eighth race on the card. The winner paid $54.50. But, yeah, he had a huge price horse that ran third in that race, too. Looking at today's races, another great card of racing at Saratoga. It'll start at 9:20. We'll take a look at the four stakes races, if you will, and they will be the last four races on the card today at Saratoga. The ninth race is the Intercontinental, a quick 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf Course. There's a field of 10 in this one, and Roses for Deborah is the 6-5 favorite in this race.
And she's really better than these, and she loves the Saratoga course. She's run well here in the past. You know, it's her second start back off of a layoff. It's Clement who's sending everything out ready to run. I'm curious to see if Irod Ortiz is going to ride, because he did get hurt in the gate yesterday. They took him to the hospital. X-rays on his ankle were all clear. Let's see how he feels this morning. But in any case, Roses for Deborah looks to be very tough in that spot.
Second morning line favorite in that race. Second on the morning line at 3-1. Love Reigns has been scratched in that race. The 10, Love Reigns is out of it. So that leaves 9. And it took what at least the morning line showed as the main contender for Roses for Deborah. So we'll wait and see. I'm pretty sure Irad's going to get up this morning and say, if I got to ride Roses for Deborah, I'm riding today. I think that'll say that.
Yeah, even with 1 foot working, it's fine.
Yeah. That's for sure.
By the way, Ralph, you want some hookups in there with prices underneath, like you did with Jerry yesterday, turning that short price horse into a 20-1 shot, which was a terrific job. I like the 1 run for the Hills and the 7. Medalla match, 15-1 and 12-1 on the morning line. One of those should run second.
That's right. Well, we want to do chicken feathers and the chicken soup, my man. In the ninth race, you like the 6 Roses for Deborah. Short price, hook it up with the 1 and the 7 to try to make something happen in exacta pool. All right, the 10th race is the $500,000 grade 1 Just a Game Mile on the inner turf course for fillies and mares. 4-year-olds and up, 7 in the race, and 5 of them are coming out of the Chad Brown barn. Come on, Jonathan.
You know what, Ralph? This happened last year also. Same race. There were six entered. He had 5 of them, and guess what? He won with the longest shot last year out of his 5 horses. I'm not going to say that's going to happen this year. I give the edge to the 4 Copis with Frankie Dettori riding for Chad Brown. But again, he's got 5 horses in the race. Doesn't seem fair. Doesn't seem right, but those are the rules.
I would venture to say, unless he doesn't want to jinx himself with the other 2 horses that aren't in his shed row, that he'll probably watch the race from the winner's circle.
Yeah, or close to
it. Yeah, right outside the winner's circle there, right where the jocks weigh in. Save himself some steps, that's for sure. I guess you like the 4 horse then with the Frankie Dettori aboard. My understanding is Dettori, I think, left the track yesterday, was it, early? Because
the horse he was riding later in the day was scratched.
And it wasn't.
But he drew in from the horse. No, he wasn't scratched. I wonder if he's going to get fined for that. Where is Heisa? Where are the students?
Yeah, oh, come on. That was an innocent mistake, that's for sure. But that was kind of funny there. All right, that was Just a Game. Then we get to the 11th race, the $750,000 grade 1. New York Stakes at 1 3/16 on the Mellon Turf Course for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. And in this race, there are no scratches, and there were 13 entered. So I guess right now, all systems are go for 13. And this is a wide-open affair. I mean, English Rose, I know the European horse, 3-1, William Buick and all that. But I got to tell you, this is wide open.
It is, Ralph. And I like a price horse in here. I actually almost went for this horse on the radio. I like the number 6 horse, Fev Rover, a 6-year-old mare from the Mark Cassie barn. This horse has run at Saratoga in the past, and she's actually run very well. She's coming off of a layoff. She runs well fresh. The price is certainly right. You're getting 8-1 on the morning line. You'll get every bit of that in a full field of 13. I think number 6, Fev Rover, has a heck of a shot of upsetting at a big price.
All right. Well, I'm going to make a Race Day Las Vegas executive decision, and we're going to give you an extra pick today. We're going to make that a pick for you. In the 11th race, the 6, Fev Rover, is a Jonathan Hardoon Racing Festival Friday pick. How about that?
There you go.
All right. And then we'll get to the final race, the 12th race on the card, the main event, the Acorn for 3-year-old fillies at 1 1/8. This is a $500,000 grade one race. All I can say is this is round two of the battle right now between the award-winning 2-year-old filly, Just FYI, and the Kentucky Oaks winning filly this year, Torpedo Anna. They are the two key elements in this race. But is there something else that might be able to upset both of them?
Well, first of all, they scratched the one, so everybody moves in a slot, and that certainly helps Torpedo Anna. Mm-hmm. Not that she needed the help. I mean, so now she's breaking from post 8. There is an interesting horse in here who's had excuses in her last couple of races, who will be a big price, and it's the number 2 horse, Power Squeeze. Mm-hmm. First of all, she has the advantage of breaking from the inside going 1 1/8, which is a plus. Javier Castellano knows how to win these big races. He won the stake yesterday for Jenna Antonucci. This horse is listed at 12-1 on the morning line. I just think that she has a shot to split the other two, and this is a horse I would be interested in at a big price. Listen, it's going to be every bit of 15-1, worth a couple of dollars. The favorites, you know, Saratoga has been known as the graveyard of favorites for a reason. A lot of times they get beat. And while everyone's making this a 2-horse race, not so fast, my friends.
Okay, so you like the number 2, Power Squeeze, to maybe split the 4, Just FYI, and the 9, Torpedo Anna, just in case one of those two don't run their A race. You got this horse stuck in there that would make an exacta very juicy.
It certainly would.
Okay, now we'll get to your picks. I know you got one at Saratoga and one at Santa Anita.
Yeah, the first one comes in the 5th race today, 5.5 furlong sprinting on the turf. And I love the number 10 horse in here, Mischievous Angel, a 4-year-old gelding for the Georgia Brayo barn. Second start back off of a layoff. Flavian Pratt rides. This horse should get a great setup in here. 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 10, Mischievous Angel, to win today's 5th race out at Saratoga.
Saratoga, 5th race. You like the 10, Mischievous Angel, the 10 in the 5th at Saratoga. We'll take your final pick on the show, and then we'll let you go. I would imagine it's at Santa Anita.
Santa Anita, 9th race, 1 mile on the turf. And number 4, Giovinazzo, a 4-year-old colt, was claimed out of his last start by trainer John Sadler. Tyler Bays climbs aboard. This horse is listed at 8-1 on the morning line. He's improving horse, getting better with each start. Number 4, Giovinazzo, upsets and wins today's 9th race out at Santa Anita.
Hey, we like that horse, Giovinazzo, that's for sure. 9th race, the 4, Giovinazzo, is your final pick on the show. 4 in the 9th race at Santa Anita. Full sheets Jonathan has today for both Saratoga, Santa Anita, and at Churchill Downs as well.
Correct. Thank you, Ralph. I'll see you tomorrow bright and early. We got a lot of stakes to cover.
We got a lot of them to cover, and Mother Nature is being kind to us. Thank you, Jonathan, for all your hard work today. And we will come right back with Rich Ang, so don't go away, folks. We still got a lot left.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people people and 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Rich, all I can say is, boy, Dallas did not show up last night. You know, you can't have just one player playing well. You got to have the whole team playing well, right?
Yeah, both teams were coming off at least a week rest, so health was not a factor. And the player who made the biggest difference in the game, Ralph, was Christoph Porzingis. Hadn't played in a month in the playoffs. The Celtics played like they didn't need him. But I tell you what, the way he played last night, they do need him, because he was a major difference in the game. And I tell you what, the Celtics looked overpowering. I know it's only one game, Ralph, but they looked overpowering in game one.
Well, I know that there was some overpowering nice victories yesterday at Saratoga, and it's going to have a great card today at Saratoga. And before we let you get your pick at Santa Anita for today, looking at Saratoga, do you have any thoughts about any of the stakes races, a horse that, you know, you've been waiting to bet back or whatever?
Not really. You know, it's interesting that Jonathan mentioned Power Squeeze, because in my horse racing fantasy league, Power Squeeze is a filly that I own. So I hope Jonathan is 100% correct that she runs a big race in the Acorn today. That would be fun. And as far as the turf course, I heard you talking with Jonathan about the firmness of the ground, and yeah. I think it was true to course, because the times were really fast. Yep. I mean, and speed was holding up pretty well, except for the Belmont Gold Cup. You know, Siskind, he had a perfect trip sitting third,
yep,
but might have been a little too close to a strong pace. But overall, the turf course looked awful firm and awful fast.
All right. Well, we know that you got a big Belmont sheet for tomorrow that they can get at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. And today, of course, you got your selections for Santa Anita. So what are we doing today as we keep a mojo going here, buddy?
Yeah, the Santa Anita pick, let's go to race number 5. I'm going to give out the number 7 horse, Marina's Tina, 5-2 in the morning line. This horse has had a few close calls in a row, getting beat, you know, by short distances. And now Philip D'Amato drops her in class down to 32,000. But this is an awfully soft spot, possibly a single for me in horizontals, Ralph. Let's go with the 7, Marina's Tina, race 5.
All right, you got it. 5th race, Santa Anita, the final race in the early pick 5 and early pick 4 and part of the pick 6, etc. In the 5th race, 7, Marina's Tina, the 7. In the 5th race at Santa Anita, with Rich Eng's selection off of his sheet, get the rest right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Thanks a lot, Rich. We will talk to you on Belmont Stakes Day tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it. John Lindo is next to wrap up the show with us. And, of course, I still have Jerry J's Power Page picks to get for you as well, so don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on race day, I want to remind everybody that in addition to all the great racetracks around the country here at the South Point Racebook, on the weekends, they also have racing from Australia that you can bet. It starts later in the evening, that's for sure, after all the Western tracks are done. But the Australian racing, I think they have five tracks on the weekend that you can play here at the South Point in our racebook. All right, let me give you Jerry Jackwitz plays before we get to John Lendo. First of all, let's go to Saratoga. We go to the seventh race at Saratoga. In the seventh race at Saratoga at six furlongs, we're going to have Jerry's pick as number three, Roswell. The three, Roswell at 5-1 on the morning line is the selection. The exacta hookups include numbers 4, 8, and 11. The four is at 6-5. We're going to try to beat that favorite there. And then you have an 8-1 shot in the eight, and the 11 is also at 10-1. So the 3 over 4, 8, 11, and reverse, the 3 in the 7th race at Saratoga. And at Santa Anita, Jerry's going to go to the 6th race. In the 6th race at Santa Anita, Jerry likes the 8, Top Gun Tommy, 5-2 on the morning line, number 8, Top Gun Tommy. The link-ups will include numbers 1, 4, and 5. The 1 at 5-1 on the morning line, the 4 is a V-horse at 8-1 on the morning line, and the 5 is also at 6-1 on the morning line. So we got a little bit of prices underneath. The 8 over 1, 4, 5. Jerry J's power page, his power pages are still available, although he's on sabbatical. They're still available. He's doing them every day, and, of course, they are for today at Santa Anita and Saratoga. Right now we're going to go to John Lendo standing by. John, good morning.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, John, and all I can say is the weather at Saratoga is almost going to be as nice as Southern California.
What do you know, huh? We got a break there at Saratoga. I'm looking forward to those grass races there today. And, yeah, we'll be warm in Santa Anita today, but obviously fast and firm. We'll be in good shape. And there's some decent betting races today in Arcadia.
John, let me ask you this. I was getting a lot of feedback about some horses that might have been vanned off yesterday at Santa Anita. Saratoga?
There were two that I know of at Saratoga. Metatron out of, I think, the eighth race got vanned off. And then Champagne Juan, after getting beat right on the wire there in the Belmont Gold Cup, he ended up having to be vanned off too. So, yeah, I thought it was a pretty hard course. And like John Hardoon said, after the rain this winter, I was afraid they might not have watered it coming into this because we're expecting rain all
Yeah, week. Yeah. That's exactly what I think. I think they turned off the sprinklers because they thought the weatherman was going to be right, and there was going to be a lot of rain there, which I have Mother Nature actually sprinkle the turf course. That didn't happen. Well, we got a nice fast track, but now we got a quite firm, a hard turf course. I hope they put a little water on it this morning anyhow, just to get it a little bit better. But we'll wait and see, that's for sure. Looking at Saratoga today, because you're doing a full Lendo report, complete Lendo report for all of Saratoga today, and all of Santa Anita. Two of them are available right now here only in Las Vegas at the South Point. This is the only place you can get it here in Vegas at the South Point Racebook, and it's free of charge, complimentary to the race players because they love horse players here. Looking at Saratoga today, before we get to your Santa Anita selection, well, we'll get one from Saratoga as well. How do you see the Acorn?
The Acorn, Torpedo Anna and Just FYI were 1-2 in the Kentucky Oaks. That was only their second start of the year for both, so they're fresh. They're the best fillies in the race, and Torpedo Anna, I think, can control the race from the outside, either go to the lead or sit just off. Just FYI owns a win at Saratoga. They're the right fillies. No imagination for me. I think the favorites are run 1-2 in either order, and Don't worry if Thurpita Anna washes out. She washed it out badly in her comeback down at Oaklawn. Uh-huh. She did it again in the Oaks. She won both races. With a big crowd there today, I'm thinking she might get a little hot going to the gate today.
All right. Duly noted that if she shows a little sweat, don't worry about it. Any other races at Saratoga before we get to your picks that you have a nice maybe long shot or some horse that you've been waiting to see run again?
Well, you want the radio play first or just any other observation?
Any observation and then the radio play.
Well, I think that the New York, the 11th race on the card, that is an absolutely wide open turf race, especially on a firm turf course with so many imports in there. It's a race that I bought in the late pick four, so I'm hoping for a little bit of chaos there in the New York.
Okay, you got it. And now we'll take your Saratoga pick and then to Santa Anita.
Let's go to race four at Saratoga. In the fourth race, a number 11, Left and Behind, will be fit coming off a one-mile turf comeback race, shortening up to 7 furlongs on dirt. This is a filly that this horse can sprint, can come from off the pace, draws an outside post. At 10-1 on the morning line, maybe we can get Katie Davis home at Saratoga. That'd be cool. Number 11, Left Him Behind, race number 4, Saratoga.
Yeah, and don't be hesitant to bet her. She's a good jockey, that's for sure. And at 10-1, that's a nice go. And the fourth race, the 11, left him behind. Let's hope she does left them behind in the race. The fourth race, the 11, is your play at Saratoga. Remember, full Lendo report for all the other races at Saratoga, as well as Santa Anita right now here at the South Point. Santa Anita today.
Let's go down to the ninth and final, Ralph. I'm going to take on John Hardoonan here. I like number 7, Fantastic. Beaten less than 3 lengths last time. Got stuck in traffic against the better field. He's always tough when he runs for a claiming tag like today. Gets Juan Hernandez here. 8-1 on the morning line. I hope we get something close to that because that's a lot of value. Number 7, that's Fantastic. Race number 9, Santa Anita.
Ninth race, number 7, Fantastic. The 7 and the 9th. You have in the final minutes of this show have given me a Sirocco play for today. In the ninth race, the Sirocco play, Jonathan Hardoon's 4, John Lendo's 7. It'll be the 4-7-7-4 exacta box. John Lendo, however, likes the 7. And, John, you're right. It looks like there's several competitive races today at Santa Anita. It's going to be a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think so. 9 races today, 10 tomorrow, and I think we've got 9 on Sunday. Feels a little bit lighter this weekend, so this is a good card at Santa Anita to try and make a score.
Yeah, and of course, this is a melancholy weekend for Golden Gate. It's kind of sad to see the final days there.
Very sad. 6 races only at Golden Gate today, 7 Saturday, 8 for the final day ever at Golden Gate on Sunday.
And John, I guess you maneuvered your way so you could be with us on tomorrow's show, right?
Yeah, I'll do a little time right at the back of the show. I've got to make an appearance up at Fairplex Park tomorrow. So we'll cut that in and jam it in and get it all done.
Okay, and we'll put you in the regular slot then that we have you like for today, the last part of the show, and get it all done because we certainly want your thoughts about the big Belmont Stakes Day of Racing out at Saratoga. I can tell you one thing right now. They're knocking down the records there. That's for sure. It's going to be a lot of fun. And thank goodness Mother Nature is a racing fan.
Well, let's have some good, safe racing back there and watch a good Acorn today. And again, I'm still going to be leery of those day-to-day bets, the two-day bets and stuff, just because you never know what the weather at Saratoga.
Yeah. I'm passing on those pools. Plenty of pools to play, that's for sure. And a lot of good horses that we got today. Let's hope we can get most of them in the winner's circle. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow morning, Belmont Stakes Day, here at the South Point Studios for your Belmont Stakes Race Day show. In the meantime, John has one more thing to say for today.
Have a great race day, everybody.